Good, good. Sorry for the delay.
That's all
we
right.
had a had a few issues that had to get resolved at home first. So,
did you? Nothing wrong, I hope. It,
no. We had some card issues and that for financial stuff. So it just took a little while to get fixed up.
That's the boring admin part.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you guys in Manchester?
Yeah, we arrived in Manchester this afternoon. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what did you do today? I just travelled mostly.
Yeah, mainly travelled. Got up this morning, gave the boys a bit of a lay in after the cold and miserable weather we had in Wales, and a bit of a trip home. It was a, we decided when the game was moved to Nice that it was probably better to get a bus, which we did.
Yep.
And it turned out to be a great decision because it was pretty miserable weather.
Beautiful.
And the boys, I don't think it had any conditions quite like that.
Last time we were talking about how fantastic you thought the train system was in Europe.
Yeah, the trains are great. Yeah, we came across the Eurostar, which was fantastic. It was a most relaxing trip. No hassles with airports, no hassles with border crossings. It was great. We crossed out of France and into England in about the space of about 12 feet, boarded a train and sat back, and an hour and 20 minutes later we're at St. Pancras Station in London.
Wow.
And walked for about 5 minutes to the car park, and the bus was sitting there waiting for us. So it was great.
It's better than you get at Telstra, mate.
It beats arguing with EasyJet and fighting through 2 hours of customs and immigration and everything else. It was a fantastic way to travel, and more importantly, it was easy to get our luggage on and off. It was fantastic.
Yep. And what was it like being actually underneath the English Channel?
Yeah, well, by the time we'd realised we were in under the channel, we were actually on the other side. I can't tell you how – it's an amazing trip. The train travels over 300 k's an hour.
Wow.
Going from Lille Railway Station, it's basically Eurostar have their own station there. And, we made sure we were early because none of us had actually done it before.
Yep.
And I can't believe how simple it is, how different from air travel. Air travel is quite complicated, and it's draining. Luggage being checked in and out, and the amount of checks it take. It normally out of Paris, it would take us easy two and a bit hours to get through the process, with the added aggravation of being constantly told we're overweight, you've got additional luggage, and going through all the processes that are involved, and then you go to train travel, and they couldn't do enough for you. The Eurostar office opened the check-in early for us because it was such a big party, and it was pretty simple.
Fantastic.
Here's your ticket. Thank you very much. And away we went.
So good on you.
We can't sing their praises more highly.
Good. Now, that was – we're recording this. That's why I asked you about that, mate, because we didn't record that the other day.
That's fine.
And what about the game? What were some of the highlights of the Welsh game, mate? Was it a good result for the boys?
It was a much better performance than the previous game. It was probably not the polished performance that we thought we were going to get,
yep.
But it was an improved performance. There were some really strong moments and strong play. There were some really pleasing aspects to it. The defence of this squad overall is fantastic. And I think the English, they had a few people at the ground obviously having a look at the team.
Yep.
And I think one of the things they would take back to their team was just how strong in defence we were. Obviously, winning to nil.
Yep.
Against a massive penalty count, in a night where torrential doesn't describe the rain. in parts, it was coming in sideways. It was extremely cold. Just an indication on how cold it was. We record all of our games that we use in our training. We had just on, according to the battery life when we started, we had two batteries there. Combined, we had over 180 minutes of battery life still left, and the batteries drained.
Wow.
The cold physically took the charge out of the batteries, and we missed, at the last 20 minutes of the game, I had battery one on the camera and one in the pocket warming it up so I could constantly. I must have changed batteries 10 or 12 times.
Wow.
Just to charge to keep recording. It was just amazing, you know. We were caught a bit short that way, but we've never really had it. The temperature dropped dramatically from the time we arrived at the game to the time the game ended.
Yep.
Handling obviously suffered greatly. There was I apologise. I meant to bring my my book with all my stats in it. Yep. But I've left it in my room.
That's right. I've got all the scorers and things.
Yeah, it was. But the performance. A lot of scrums. A lot of penalties.
Against us.
Yeah, absolutely. We had four tries pulled back.
Yeah, I read that. Yep.
Were
they forward passes?
Apparently so, yeah.
A bit flat.
One of the tries was, a piece of work that started inside our own half, which is, there was one try we would have loved to have been able to say was scored because it was just a fantastic movement. But he pulled it back. The pass only looked to be about 3 or 4 feet backwards.
Oh, really?
But having said that, the boys equipped themselves very well. Brandon Lee was named AOS Player of the Match.
Okay, thank you.
But quite easily could have gone to any one of the forwards. And Antonio the backs as well. The forward pack really excelled. They played great controlled footy in pretty atrocious conditions. But having said that, the Welsh were wonderful hosts. They made us feel welcome. They moved the game to Neath because they, in their own words, it was a much better ground, and it was. It was a very good pitch to play on.
Fantastic. They really look after us, don't they?
They do. They really make us welcome, and I think they're probably a little bit disappointed in the end, the result.
Are they spewing?
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They thought they're in for a win.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, that surprises me, but they had a couple of good players there, and a couple of players that I think will have a good future in the game over here.
Oh, excellent!
We awarded, as we do in all our games, we present a man of the match award to the opposition, and it went to their lock who just was tireless all day,
right,
in both defence and attack. But like I said, we walked away from the game reasonably happy with the performance, especially the defence. The defence was outstanding. You know, we repelled them off our line for a number of sets consistently. We constantly turned the ball over, as did they, because of the conditions. And that was probably an area that we would have liked to have controlled more. The first half especially, we didn't play real good wet weather football. I think a lot of the boys were quite taken back by the rain and the conditions and didn't adapt as quickly as we would have liked, but the second half was a much, much more improved performance. And, we really showed away.
And now, now you're in Manchester. Is that you're going to be your base or are you moving to York shortly?
Well, Manchester's our base until after the Great Britain game on the weekend. And then on Monday we move up to York for the final game against the Community Lions.
Which should be a ripper as well.
Yeah, well, the build-up for the English Academy has been quite big. We got here and the people at the YHA here in Manchester had said that they've been really promoting the game and pushing it.
Yep.
So, and the English have been really strong about preparing a game. We're playing at the Lee Stadium, which is a relatively new ground here, but it's a really good facility. We've had a look at it last year, actually, when we were over.
Yep.
It's a great stadium, and I think the boys are going to relish playing in front of what we think is going to be a really big crowd.
Good. It's got Lee's, where the schoolboys played last year. It's got the water pipes underneath the ground so it doesn't freeze.
Yeah, it is. It's heated, mate. Having said that, the weather here is very mild.
Mild, what does that mean?
Well, last time we were here in Manchester, it was pelting with snow, and the canals outside the
were frozen.
The YHA here were frozen solid, and they're flowing freely here tonight. And a few of the boys are a little bit disappointed they haven't got the opportunity to see snow, but it's starting to get a bit cool, but nowhere near what it was last year.
Fantastic stuff.
We took them up to Christmas markets here in Manchester tonight, and they had a lot of good wander around, and You could do it with just a jacket on without any trouble.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you're sitting there in a T-shirt, so it mustn't be too bad.
Oh, you're inside. It's like all places in England. They're all warm and cosy. People have to live here. You can't live in the cold.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, Manchester's a good place. We enjoy it here.
And what's the plan for tomorrow when you guys wake up?
Tomorrow we're just not overly heavy. Tomorrow morning is a weight session for all the boys.
Yeah.
A bit of a swim. We've secured a facility not far from here, which has got a pool and a gym. And so we'll do that in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, we're off to Lee Sports Village.
Yep.
And we'll train up there for the day in the afternoon. And tomorrow night, off to the movies.
Beautiful. What are you going to go and see?
Well, that'll be a decision we'll make at breakfast, what the boys want to go and see.
Immortals is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, well, mate... We'll give them the choice and they can go and see what they like to see.
As long as it's not X-rated,
otherwise,
eh?
You'll leave it up to coaches. Well, obviously, there's a bit of an age difference between us and them.
Well, if it's up to Cole, you'll be seeing Sound of Music, mate.
I don't think so. And Saturday night, we've got a bit of a trivia night planned. So
we're
going to have a bit of fun and a bit of a stay-in and hopefully you have a nice, friendly bit of rivalry and prepare for Sunday's game because it is going to be a cracker.
Yep.
They are the Poms are really set for a big one, and we've been gearing our boys up that this is what we've come here for.
Yep.
You want to equip yourself against the best, and these guys have they put a lot of thought and time and effort into this side that they've picked, and it's a very good team.
Yeah, the English Rugby League are promoting it and doing stories on their website and things like that in the local newspapers over there.
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere. Like I said, we walked in here and the staff here were all well aware that the game was on.
Wow.
You know, and we think that Lee's not exactly an outer suburb of Manchester. It's a big thing, and especially get traction in a place like Manchester, where Manchester United have been playing. The Carling Cup was only played last night, and it would have taken up major focus of the media around here, and yet still we had a presence, and I think that's really good for the game and for our boys.
And it's fantastic for the AIS program as well.
Absolutely. The prestige of our tour is grows every year.
Yep.
And I think that's reflected in a number of the players that that go on to bigger honours within the game.
Yep.
After they complete this.
Oh, there's certainly a batch every year that go on to play NRL footy.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some of the boys already have shown that they're going to be the future of our game.
Beautiful. And in the morning, can we catch up with a few of the boys, or in the morning for you?
I hope to, mate. Yeah, look, I said it's been a bit hectic. We've been moving around a fair bit.
Yep.
Getting the balance right. Bath is not a great place. Unfortunately, the YHA there is not, it's an old building. It's a historical house, and it's unfortunately a little bit behind the times. There was Wi-Fi available to us, but it was fairly limited in its range. And when you got 26 boys all wanting to get onto Facebook and talk to mum at home and do all that sort of stuff, it was very difficult to get good reception for any length of time.
And you need a whip.
This place here at Manchester is fantastic.
Good stuff. Well, good on you, Dave. Thanks heaps for your time, mate.
No worries, mate.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
New South Wales AGM tonight.
Oh, yeah?
For everyone at home, hope it all goes well. And we're looking forward to a big win. Mate, I'll get some photos through to you in the morning when I get them all downloaded. And keep your breast of your mate in Wales was actually took a whole lot of photos and that. So we'd like to get some if we can.
Yeah, no worries at all. He'll send me a CD.
Brilliant.
With everything.
All right, mate.
You'd be good. He sent me a few last night too, so there's some up on the AS locker room.
All right, fantastic.
Good on you, mate. Thanks heaps, Dave.
See you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Good sleep. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to. Bye.
See ya.
See ya, mate.